Who would target a grandparent? According to Tara Sims, the Better Business Bureau's Alaska Public Relations Manager, a more accurate way to phrase that question is, why are so many scam artists so fond of seniors? Sims says one big reason is availability.
They're often more likely to be at home to answer the door or answer the phone, so they're easier to get a hold of for scam artists.
Other appealing elements attracting con artists who prey on seniors, they often are more trusting of strangers, especially when given a friendly pitch. They are less likely to do auto, home, or other repairs themselves. Then there are two major financial situations often associated with older people.
They tend to own their own home and carry high equity, which makes them predatory lending targets as well. They also have a fixed income, so promises for high returns or big savings can be more appealing.
And once the scam is successful, the criminals sometimes enjoy a certain protection.
Many seniors can be embarrassed to report fraud due to fear of losing control of their affairs.
Sims says con artists are masters at producing sympathy or fear in the targets of their scams. The grandparent scheme combines both emotions and has appeared in Alaska. According to Sim, normally the caller claims to be the grandchild or a friend.
They are either stuck in a foreign country, their wallet got stolen, they can't get back home, please send me some money, wire me some money. Or they say that they are driving and they got stuck and the tow truck won't accept their credit card, can you quick wire me some money to this account? They also say sometimes that they were arrested for a crime that they didn't commit, and please just wire some money, don't tell my parents.
Sim cites an Alaskan example showing the importance of not panicking over such grandchild in trouble calls.
They were luckily smart enough to contact their family member and ask if this was really happening to the grandchild. When they called, their daughter said, well, he's sleepy on the couch right now.
Other common scams directed at seniors include government impersonators attempting to get Social Security and bank account numbers, telemarketing offers that are too good to be true and aren't, fake charities, especially those claiming to be affiliated with a local group, savings and investment scams, repair cons, and fake lottery and sweepstake winnings.
We receive calls into our office on a daily basis about lotteries and sweepstakes.
Sims says some of these lottery and sweepstakes scams have moved beyond merely requesting a processing fee to send the winnings or to cover an unexpected check that bounces.
Many times what happens is there's real money attached to that check. And what you're doing is you're forwarding stolen money from another person or business's account to the scam artist. If that happens, you are responsible for paying all the money back to the rightful owner, including the money that's sitting in your account and the funds that you forwarded to the scam artist.
She says various ways to avoid being taken by scams are to get written contracts and verify licensing. Don't deal with businesses that refuse to provide detailed contact information. And call or visit the Better Business Bureau website for reliability reports and to find more scam prevention tips. The website is www.bbb.org. The Bureau is a not-for-profit organization and does not charge for its services. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.